You know, one thing RVs have really transformed that you wouldn't think about is rodeo grounds. You know, there was never RVs. You would have your live-in quarter trailer that a truck was towing, and you'd have these generators that they carted out, and all night long you've got these loud generators.
You're in a forest of generators.
Oh, and it was obnoxious to sleep in. Now you're seeing a lot more RVs at those, and it's really made the whole overnight at a rodeo ground a much quieter experience.
I'm sure it has, and you know, it gives that opportunity for families to stay together without having to get out there and look for a hotel room or, you know, back and forth very quickly to that rodeo ground.
We're here with Steve Love, marketing manager of La Mesa RV, talking about the lifestyle of your home on wheels. Y'all have three stores, three full-time, and one part-time store.
And a seasonal store in Quartzsite.
Seasonal, that's what we'll call it, in Quartzsite, Arizona, for the influx of 250,000 people that find their way to Quartzsite, Arizona every January.
Just like a moth to a flame.
What have y'all got going? If we pique someone's interest and they wanted to take a look at some of those 300 units you've got at the Phoenix location.
Well, bring your tennis shoes. We'd invite you to come on down to Phoenix or our location in Mesa or Tucson. So we have what we're talking about is our Fiesta of Savings weekend this week. So not only is everything sale price and ready to go, it's a great time if you're out looking and thinking about vacation with the kids as school gets out. You can certainly start looking and planning that vacation in an RV. If you're here full time and thinking it's time to upgrade, that's also another great time to do that. But we are also this weekend serving taco lunch at all three locations in Arizona.
So, if
you're hungry and you want
the Phoenix store has that beautiful gazebo kitchen.
We've got
that. You have that in Tucson as well?
No, actually, we have an indoor cafe in Tucson. They have that lunch set up, and we have a gazebo setting in Mesa as well.
All right, fantastic. Well, we're going to try and squeeze in Bob. We've had a lot of callers, but they all want to talk to you after the show. But Bob in particular has a question about buying it at La Mesa. Bob, good morning. Calling from Tucson.
Yeah, hi, Rosie.
Hey, man.
Hey, quick question. Doesn't really matter much, but I'm an old retired Arizona Highway Patrolman, and my first posting about 40-plus years ago when I graduated from the academy was in downtown Quartzsite.
That's where they always put the new graduates.
Was there a stoplight at that time?
Nothing there. It was remote duty. Got paid an extra $50 a month to live in a state trailer.
Did you ever pull over an RV for speeding?
No. I used to just hide under a road called Gold Nugget Road overpass and stay out of the 110 degree heat.
But it
was back in the 55 mile an hour.
Yeah, day. Sure.
But anyways, La Mesa wasn't there, by the way. There were people all over the place just pulling out in the middle of the desert. I guess it was federal land. And just sitting there seemed like for months, and people would drive out there, and you know, people would come up to us and say, "Hey, what are those people? Anyway, what are those people doing out there?" But the point is, can you still do that kind of stuff if I'm in the market for La Mesa here in Tucson? If I go, not that I particularly want to go back to Quartzsite, but I know it's different.
In the Quartzsite area, there is a lot of Bureau of Land Management land that allows, the BLM allows camping for 14 days. It may be free or at a reduced rate, depending on where they're at.
And it's actually changing because as Arizona becomes higher density, even Tonto and Coconino National Forest have changed open camping regulations.
Yes.
So you have to check where you're going, but that is the great thing about Arizona. If you want remote camping in your RV, we've got about as many opportunities in the West, and Arizona is absolutely at the very top of the list of places to see and do.
It's a great state to visit, see, explore, whether that's a weekend, long term, it's a great place to be.
Boy, it is. Jennifer and I, the last time we rented one, we found a remote place up in the White Mountains with our own little corral. So we hauled the horses up there, pulled up beside that corral, and we spent 5 days just getting up and saddling every morning and riding and having the kitchen and the bathroom inside and the bed and get out and look at the stars at night. And that's it was fabulous.
It's what a RV allows you to do, where you can actually change your landscape by every day if you want to go someplace else, whether that's a beach, the desert, something that you can wake up to a new look every day.
Give our listeners La Mesa RV website. They could go and kind of take a look at some of these things.
Pretty simple. It's La Mesa RV. That's LAMESARV.com.
And today is your fiesta.
Fiesta of savings today and tomorrow.
And you're serving lunch today?
We have free taco lunch at all three locations in Arizona today and tomorrow.